Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Right now on 100 Yards of Football. Vincent Turner dissects and directs you to the top 11 NCAA wide receivers of all time. He's taking you on Broadway. Ladies and gentlemen, stick and stay with Vincent Turner here on 100 Yards of Football for the top 11 receivers collegiately. 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. I'm Vincent Turner. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. College football, what a sport. We've had some great players at the wide receiver position. So today, I hope that I come into your room. I'm bringing my top 11, not ESPN's top 11, not 6-8 of the fans' top 11. Not even my hometown, WHBQ Radio 56 in Memphis, not even your top 11. It's going to be Vincent Turner top 11. And you know what? I didn't need nobody to help me put the list together. I did it on my 62 years of being on this face of the earth. And I hope my list makes you happy today. But some people are going to be upset and some people are going to say, how did he leave this player off? But however, they're going to say my list is good. If you like the video, please come in and share. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Anders. Coming in at number 11, Peter Warwick, wide receiver, Florida State. 3,500 yards receiving, 20 touchdowns career. 32 total. And when you think about Peter Warwick, you think about David Ruffin. You think about Phil Collins. You think about Steve Perry. You think about Daryl Hall and John Oates, because he was a pinball. He was weaving. He was smooth. And all you think about, one memory, his three touchdowns in the game championship game against Virginia Tech, his last game of his college career, two touchdowns receiving and that electrifying 59-yard punt return. That's why Peter Warwick came in at number 11 on my list. At number 10, boy, 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 Omaha, Nebraska. In the house, electrifying, explosive, atomic dog, George Clinton, Power Man, Johnny Rogers. Tell you a true story. It was Thanksgiving Day, 1971. I was over at my grandmother's house. Grandmother Mardell Turner, along with my grandfather, Sam the Bam Turner. And we was around watching the football game, Oklahoma, Nebraska. And boy, I had some relatives. My uncle, Opie Turner, lived in Oklahoma. That's where his kids were from, Oklahoma, and his wife. And the first time I even thought about Johnny Rogers, then I thought about that Nebraska team that had Jerry Taggett, Rich Glover. But that young man right there with 26 career touchdowns, 140 career receptions. Boy, boy, boy. He put on a play that's going to be remembered in my mind forever. What I call it acceleration, that hesitation move. Remember Johnny Rogers with that 71-yard punt return against Oklahoma that set the tone as Nebraska went on and won that football game 35-31 and went on and won the national championship? Well, Johnny Rogers was special. That's what I'm going to remember about him. That's why he came in number 10 as a wide receiver. And he came back the next year and won the Heisman Trophy. Coming in number 9, USC, Keyshawn, California, YA, Dr. Dre. Boy, 6'4", 220. He was one of the biggest wide receivers at 6'4", 221 that was physical. And what I think about Keyshawn was his senior year at USC when he caught 109 balls for 1,400 yards. But most of all, go back to the Rose Bowl game, where I know that he had an opportunity to be something special on the next level. That game against Northwestern, 12 receptions, 216 yards, a man among boys. And you know what about Keyshawn? He was the best in the country. Two-time first-team All-Pac-12 consensus All-American. That's why Keyshawn Johnson comes in at number 9 on my list. And number 8, Notre Dame, Woodrow Wilson High School, the legendary Tim Brown representing Texas today. Boy, 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 was he a special electrifying player. You pull your hair out when you watch Tim Brown. Thinking about Tim Brown, I'm going to go back with this. He played at a school, Notre Dame, with tremendous tradition, right? 16 career touchdowns, but he was electrifying on kickoff returns. And then his junior year, that's when he came into the focus nationally. Two touchdowns on kickoffs, 5 touchdowns on receptions, 2 on rushes. But the thing about Tim Brown was he was electrifying. And let's be honest, the game that won him the Heisman Trophy in 1987, oh my Lord, was the ESPN game against Michigan State. And he returned punt returns back-to-back, 71 and 64 yards. Then he dropped the ball down. As they say, dropped the mic. He was the first Irish player to do that in 14 years. And like the great Paul Hornung, another Notre Dame player, he said, the only player that I can see get people out of their stands, get them standing up like a minister was Gale Sayers. The second one was Tim Brown. Coming in at number 7, St. Joseph High School, Cleveland, Ohio, hometown of Halle Berry, the class himself, Mr. Desmond Howard. What more can you say? Hocus pocus, magic, spectacular, uncanny ability, 1991 Heisman Trophy winner. Career total, 32 touchdowns, over 2,100 yards receiving. But what I like about Desmond Howard, he scored 138 points his senior year. That he won the Heisman. He broke Tom Harmon's record. Another Michigan grad who won the Heisman in 1940. And when you think about Desmond Howard, even go to the pro game, when he was with the Washington Redskins, and then he was the MVP in the Super Bowl. 1997, as Green Bay defeated New England. You held your breath. That's what Desmond Howard wanted people to know. I want all my friends, the player haters, to hold their breath every time I touch the football. Go blue. The Michigan Wolverines, Desmond Howard at number 7. Coming in at number 6, the U. Now, you're talking about a guy who is one of the most underappreciative, underrated football players on a college and professional level. You got to talk about Andre Johnson. That's why I brought him in at number 6. When he was at Marion for 2 years, 92 receptions, over 1,831 yards, averaged 19 yards a catch, 20 touchdowns. On a very, very talented Miami football team, they had Jeremy Shockley while he was there, Sean Taylor, Ed Reed, Jonathan Vilma, Phillip Buchanan. That's some dogs. Mike Rump. Dogs. Najee Davenport. Clinton Portis. Willis McGahee. Dogs. And he might have been the best player on that football team, pound for pound. But what I like about him, he has some what I call uncanny speed at 6'3", 230. 6'1 in the 60 meters. In the 200 meters, 21.48. in the 400 meters, 46.47. Size, speed, power, and the power of the F-150. Man among boys. Andre Johnson coming in number six. Sonny Crockett. Ricardo Tubbs. Marty Castillo. Mammy Vice. Coming in number five. Kevin Johnson. Sandy Creek High School. Georgia. On my mind. Ray Charles. Tell you a true story. I saw this young man play in high school as a senior. Sandy Creek came on 8705 Camden Road in Douglasville, Georgia, and played Douglas County High School where I live in. And leading up to the game, the only reason I went to the game that night was Sandy Creek had signed a running back by the name of Philip Hyatt that was going to the University of Memphis. So I said, let me go out here and see what Mr. Hyatt can do. But I noticed once I got there early, you know, kickoff about 7:30, I got there about 7:05. I saw Sandy Creek warming up. And obviously, it didn't take much to notice Kevin Johnson. And I said, man, I'm looking at this cat. He was 6'5", 6'6", about 210, hadn't really filled out. But I said, who want him? I mean, I know he got to be a major D1 prospect. Talked to some people in the state. They said, hey, man, that might be the best wide receiver in Georgia. Might be the best wide receiver in the country. And you know what? In that game, he had three receptions. For about 30 yards. No impressive stats. But you know, all three of them receptions went for touchdowns. And I said, he made a catch in the back of the end zone against Douglas County that night. I said, oh, okay, I see why. He might be the best wide receiver in the state of Georgia, and he might be one of the top in the country. Then he went over to Georgia Tech. His sophomore year, 34 receptions, 646 yards, 10 touchdowns. His junior year, 40 receptions, 736 yards. Then his senior year, 34 receptions, 96 yards, 11 touchdowns. He left the University of Georgia Tech. I'm going to call University of Georgia Tech, and their school record hold 178 receptions, 2,900 yards a record, 28 touchdowns a record, all first in school history. That's why they call him Megatron. Another thing I liked about Kevin Johnson when he was at Georgia Tech, 13 100-yard games, 7-1 season his senior year. But the young man was special. When you talk about a freak, 4'4 and a 40, 45 inches, jumping ability, but the outcast mold in him, voted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2024 and first-time eligible. After he left the Detroit Lions, not only is he a Megatron, but a very special and great individual. Kevin Johnson comes in at number five on my list. And number four, the Ohio State. Middletown, Ohio. Ohio players. Ohio. Ohio. You think about Chris Carter, 6'3", 208. The one thing, when I watched Chris Carter play at Ohio State, he was always catching a touchdown. 27 touchdowns. 2,275 yards in 3 years. 168 receptions. But what I loved about him, he was making these acrobatic catches like he was in the circus. And he was a persist route runner. Great hands like glue. Like the ball wouldn't come off his hands. And then he had that great outstanding leaping ability. Like he was on a trampoline. Clyde Drexler. David Thompson. Five Slammer Jammer. Larry Minshew. Michael Young. Benny Anders. He was special at the Ohio State. Chris Carter comes in at number four on my list. And number three, this for you, Bobby Butler. I had to put him on the list today because he's a real good friend of a guy that's part of 100 Yards Football, a 12-year vet. Florida State fan is Bobby Butler. but him and this young man are best friends. Number three on my list, AC, Anthony Carter, Riviera Beach, Florida. Three-time All-American. First time in 36 years in the Big Ten when he played there. 36 career touchdowns. Averaged, listen to this stat. He only averaged 4 receptions a game, but he averaged a touchdown every 4 receptions. And had only 100 career receptions. He averaged a touchdown one more time every 4 times he catches the ball. And he ended 33 career touchdowns. He by far was one of the most explosive receivers that stepped on the scene as a true freshman at the Big House of the University of Michigan. It's just like the great Hayden Fry, former coach at SMU and the University of Iowa out of Odessa, Texas, said about Anthony Carter. Oh, my God. I would have hated to see him play in a passing offense back then like a Florida State or like a BYU or like a Stanford. My God, Anthony Carter could have doubled his touchdown total. Anthony Carter comes in at number three on my list. Number two. You know, when you think about this young man out of state of Virginia, it ain't no words to describe this guy. Bobby Bowden said it more when Randy Moss was down at Florida State before he got kicked out and he had to go to Marshall. He thought Deion Sanders was the greatest athlete he ever seen. But he said Randy Moss is the greatest he ever seen. He called him Baby Deion. But this is what I think about Randy Moss. See, it was a group called Midnight Star that came out of Cincinnati, Ohio. They had a real strong song that came out in 1983 called Freakazoid. And Randy Moss was like a Freakazoid. Robots report to the football field. 4.25 in the 40. Leaping ability 40 inches. Unbelievable. And Marshall, 1,700 career yards receiving. He scored in 2 seasons at Marshall, little old Marshall, even though Chad Pendleton was under center for the first year. 56 touchdowns in 2 years as a receiver at Marshall. Excuse me, he had 1,700 yards in high school. I meant to go back there. But at Marshall, he had 3,500 yards in 2 seasons. Excuse me, he had 1,700 yards, not in high school, but 1 year at Marshall. And 54 touchdowns, not 56, I'm sorry. How does that happen? At Marshall, in 96, you go score 28 touchdowns. In 97, you scored 26 touchdowns. Then you ended up being one of the highest and finalists. But when I look at Randy Moss, I'll go back to when he was in high school. Here's a guy that could have played in the NBA. Not only he was outstanding, ended up getting elected in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but I really think he could have been a Hall of Famer in the NBA. Because as a high school basketball star, he had a lot of offers, as much as he had football. But I take this. His senior year, and he had Jason Williams in the backcourt who went on and played in the NBA, White Lightning with Sacramento. Randy Moss averaged 30 points, 13 rebounds, 5 steals, and 3 blocks a game. And scored 1,700 points in high school in basketball. God-gifted talent, freakazoid, robots report to the football field. Number two, Randy Moss. And number one on my list. Greatness. The quality of the state of being. Knowing how to make people next to you better. Bringing the best out of people. Kevin Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, Tim Brown, Keyshawn Johnson, Desmond Howard. Enobina, Mississippi. Even though he played Division II, I still got him rated as my number one receiver all time in college football. Because if he would have got on the Division I level, somebody could throw the football. These records, what he did, 301 receptions, 51 touchdowns, 4,800 yards. That would have surely been broken. Like at the Division II level, he broke 18 NCAA records. And then in his senior season, 102 receptions, over 1,450 yards. In a pass-heavy offense from the state of Mississippi. Phi Beta Sigma, January the 9th, 1914, Howard University. And I tell you all the time, in some in the water in Mississippi, James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman, Jimmy Buffett, my parents, Inez and Chester Turner. Just to show you how great this guy is as a football player. Even today when people look at Jerry Rice, they still don't look at him like he's done all this. But I know Tom Brady has 7 Super Bowl rings. He's the GOAT. Some people argue that he's the greatest football player, and I know the quarterback position is the greatest position to play. But make no bones, when you talk about athlete, the greatest player to play pound for pound in the National Football League, I got to give it up to Jerry Rice. And I've been battling this for a long time. But look what he has done on the college level. And then look what he did on the professional level. Somebody told me a while back, I'm not mentioning his name, that they say Jerry Rice couldn't play in this era. Very highly intelligent guy. You know who I'm talking about, but I think you're dead wrong. And very close to me. But he was at Enobina, Mississippi, Mississippi Valley State, practicing and playing on a gravel field. Didn't have all the facilities that all these Power Ones have, Georgia, Alabama, USC, UCLA, Ohio State. I don't have to say no more, Michigan. But this is where you know greatness is in place. How can you inspire people next to you? Well, you got to believe in yourself, number one. Like it doesn't happen to you, you make it happen for you. And look what Jerry Rice did. He went on, in my opinion, to become the greatest college wide receiver at Division II Mississippi Valley State. But he took that over to the National Football League. And I want everybody to look at these stats that's probably never, ever going to be caught. 549 receptions, 22,285 yards, 197 career rushing touchdowns, 208 total touchdowns. The next closest guy, I think, is Emmitt Smith with 159, 160. That's why Jerry Rice is number one on my list, man. It couldn't happen more better. With the history of my people being from Mississippi, he playing at Mississippi Valley State, the SWAT. And it's been a lot of great college football rivals who just played college football. I could have easily put Terrell Owens on the list, Lynn Swan out of USC. But you know what? DeAndre Hopkins at Clemson. But at the end of the day, the resume and the profile speaks for itself. Jerry Rice is the greatest football player on any level. We could talk about Jim Brown. We could talk about Walter Payton, who I love, who I did a video on today. But when you look at Jerry Rice, just think about this. And look at Jerry Rice from this standpoint. He played wide receiver. Tom Brady touches the ball every play. Jim Brown got the ball handed out to him damn near every play. Walter Payton got the ball handed out to him damn near every play. But Jerry Rice had to wait and had to have somebody that could throw the ball to him. And he played receiver. He was always on the move catching the football. That's why it's greatness, baby. That's why he inspired people. That's why I'm proud he's a Phi Beta Sigma. He's not Omega. He's not an alpha. He's not a kappa. He's the blue and white. The greatest football player ever, Jerry Rice. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. That's been my top 11 college football wide receivers of all time. Give you the list one more time, baby. At number 11, Peter Warwick. Coming in at number 10, Johnny Rogers. Coming in at number 9, Keyshawn Johnson. Coming in at number 8, Tim Brown. Coming in at number 7, Desmond Howard. Coming in at number 6, my man Andre Johnson to you. Coming in at number 5, Megatron, Kevin Johnson, Georgia Tech. Coming in at number 4, Chris Carter, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Coming in at number 3, AC, Anthony Carter, Michigan. And coming in at number 2, Freakazoid, Randy Moss. And coming in at number 1, out of Mississippi Valley State. All I can say is this, when I think about Jerry Rice, baby, Shaft. He's a bad, you know what? All the ladies like him. Jerry Rice, man, I got a lot of love for you. In my opinion, the greatest football player to ever play this game.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Thank you. God bless. Here on 100 Yards Football, I'm Vincent Turner. My top 11 college football all-time wide receivers.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.